psychological edge. There are a slew of psychological advantages that come from early morning physical training. First, there is a psychological win over the enemy. Knowing that you are working harder than your adversaries gives you an advantage. It gives you confidence that you can overcome them in battle. Another advantage to waking up early and working out hard is that it demands discipline to do both. Now, some scientists have claimed that discipline dissipates the more it is used. That willpower is a finite resource that is reduced every time it is used during the day. This is wrong. That does not happen. To the contrary, I believe, and studies have also shown, that discipline and willpower do not go down as they are called into action. They actually get stronger. This is obvious if you actually try the experiment yourself. Before you go to bed, plan what workout you're going to do in the morning. Stage your workout clothes so you don't even have to think when you get up. Write down a list of things you need to accomplish the next day. Set your alarm clock for 4:30 a.m. and go to sleep. When the alarm clock goes off, get up. Put on your pre-staged clothes, brush your teeth, and go get your workout on, hard. Get done, shower, get dressed, and begin to crush your list of tasks for the day. When it is time for breakfast, see what happens. You won't want to eat junk. You won't want that disgusting donut. You will want some eggs and bacon, and that will happen at lunch, too. You are feeling good, energized. You don't want to eat the worthless calories of pizza or French fries. You want fuel. Good fuel to rebuild your body. Clean fuel that keeps your mind sharp. When you are on the path, you want to stay on the path. Unfortunately, the opposite is also true. Once you step off the path, you tend to stray far. When you don't prepare what you need to do the next day, when you sleep in and then skip your workout, and you don't start attacking the tasks that you have because you didn't write them down the night before, that is when you make bad decisions. That is when your will and discipline fail. You figure you might as well have that donut for breakfast, and once you've done that, you might as well put down 4 or 5 pieces of pizza for lunch. It doesn't matter anymore. You're off the path, and it is a disaster. Your will didn't break. It never showed up in the first place. So, get on the path of discipline and stay on the path. Discipline begets discipline. Will propagates more will. Hold the line across the line, and victory will be yours.